Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Marriage and More podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your host,
Sterling
and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage.
And a whole lot more.
And it's going down like four flat tires today. We got a whole lot more we're going to talk about. Got some special guests on the show. But before we bring them on, look, just want to say again, thank you. We made the top four once again. We want to thank all of our listeners for that. It doesn't happen without you tuning in on Wednesdays at noon. Please like and share and let all your family and friends and married folk, single folk, and everybody know.
Anybody else who wants to listen.
Anybody and everybody. Lottie Dottie and everybody. They don't say that anymore. You don't hear that anymore.
Nah, I think you're showing your age, Miss.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. But we thank you guys so much. We appreciate you for showing us the love, and we hope that we can continue to bring great content that's going to help you live a long, happy, and successful marriage. We didn't say it was going to always be easy, but it's possible.
Yes, it is very possible.
It's very possible. So what's been going on, Mr. Smith?
Really not a whole lot. I mean, like we said before, the summer is slowing down and the heat is here. I'm going to keep dwelling on that heat to keep y'all informed that y'all need to be wise of the heat also.
Yeah. It's been hot. So make sure you stay hydrated. Be out only when necessary. And you don't just monitor yourselves because it's hot. It's been like 100 plus here all week long. And so just, you know, stay hydrated. Stay cool.
It's like all across America is hot.
Yeah.
Hot and dry.
Yeah. Let's talk about this Katie. And, you know, y'all know I don't like Katie. You know, and Kyrie, you know, them K's, Katie, Kyrie. What's going on with the trade? So Kyrie decided to stay after all, huh?
Well, he didn't decide to stay. I mean, it's just that it bogged down. It's like teams want this, teams want that, teams want too much, and things bogged down, and it's at a stalemate right now with both of them.
Yeah,
with Kyrie and Katie. As far as moving them to where they're trying to get to.
Well, it's not going to stop LeBron from doing what LeBron's going to do, so it doesn't matter anyway. And we got some sad news earlier this week. Legend and icon Bill Russell passed away. He's 88 years old. He was not only a phenomenal, you know, he's an all-time winning this NBA championships. He was not only phenomenal on the basketball court, first African-American coach in the NBA, but he was also a civil rights activist and fought for many social justice issues. Absolutely. So,
civil rights.
Yeah. So great, great man.
The man was a pillar in the, I'll call it the African-American community.
Absolutely.
As far as equal rights, civil rights, social justice. I mean, he was well ahead of his time as far as trying to push that, keep that movement going.
So we salute the late Bill Russell, and rest assured that, you know, I'm sure he knew that his legacy would continue on. He got an opportunity to actually see that LeBron and other NBA players that, you know, actually advocate for social justice, civil rights, human rights, labor rights. And so he got to see his legacy continuing to live on in all of those different.
He was right there
capacities.
On the front lines with Dr. Martin Luther King. He was right there.
Yeah, awesome.
Right there.
Awesome. A life well lived, and now he has gone on to glory, and he's taking his rest. So, again, we salute the late Bill Russell. Well, listen, as always, we give our disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists.
Or clinicians.
Or practitioners.
None of that stuff.
But we've been married for 28 years. plus years, have dated for a few years and married 28 plus years, so been together 30 years. And we just want to help couples and share through our trials and tribulations and ups and downs, the highs, the lows, the good, the bad, the experiences that we've had and some of the things that we've learned. And we think that we, you know, have a little bit of knowledge under our belt, a little bit of wisdom under our belt. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing, and all of your getting, get understanding. So we think there's some things that we can share to help you understand how to navigate marriage and this union that God says is an honorable thing. He says it's, you know, marriage is an honorable thing. And so we want people to stay married till death do you part. And so that's why we come on here every Wednesday at noon to uplift couples. And so today we wanted to do something a little different since we've been talking. We've had some couples on. We've been talking to some married folks. And so we wanted to talk to some newlyweds. So today we have a special guest, my family, my cousin, Kentrell Locklear. And I'm going to let him come on and introduce his beautiful wife. But we wanted to talk to some newlyweds, and they are truly newlywed. I don't think they've been married 6 months yet. And so we just wanted to chime in and talk to some newlyweds. Hello, cousin Kentrell Locklear. How are you this evening?
Hello, cousin. Hello, family. I am well. I am blessed. It is a wonderful evening. Everything is lovely. I am great. How about yourself?
We're doing great. We're excited to have you and Mrs. Locklear on the show. Would you please go ahead and introduce your lovely wife?
Yes, I bring to you all, listeners, viewers, people, none other than my lovely wife, my wonderful queen, my everything, the cream of my coffee, just the wonderful love of my life,
well, all right,
Miss Kalia Locklear.
Well, hello, Kalia Queen, cream in his coffee. I'm telling you,
I get it now.
I love it. I love it. That's some newlyweds. That's
the
newlyweds.
All right.
Welcome. How are you?
I am good. How about y'all?
We're doing wonderful. Excited to have you all on the show.
Yes, it is a true blessing, and we are honored to be on the show.
Well, listen, we want you guys to tell us how you met.
Yes, how you met.
Tell us your love story.
I got it, baby. Okay. Well, back when I was driving trucks over the road last year, it was in December of last year. I was down in Texas one evening at a Love's truck stop, and everybody is somewhat familiar with the online dating scene these days, different dating apps and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And so I was on this app. Everybody knows about it. It's called POF, which means plenty of fish.
Oh, wow.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I don't know about them apps. You got the school. Yeah, well, you don't have to. You don't need to know about them anymore, but you know. Okay, so that's an app. Okay, P.O., plenty of fish. Okay, Sterling,
that's
plenty
new.
Of fish. All
plenty
right.
Fish.
Okay, carry on.
Yes. So I was on plenty of fish, and I just remember sitting in my truck after I backed my truck in and everything and did all my stuff and got my paperwork stuff together, and I said, Lord, I'm looking for something new, something fresh. I need something new, something fresh in my life. I'm tired of going around in the same circles and getting the same old results that do me no good. I said, Lord, I'm looking for something new. I spoke these words. I decreed and declared these words out of my mouth. And then as I'm scrolling through POF, I get to my wife's profile. And so I began to look, and I saw a couple of her pictures, and I read her bio and things like that. And it was something that she had. I don't remember exactly how she put it, but it was something like, I'm looking to be someone's wife.
Okay.
I said, okay, that's new. But I said, all right, you know, I'll give it a try. So I clicked on the profile. I swipe right or swipe left or right, one of them. And I sent her a message, and then I said, well, Lord, if it's meant, let her reply. And she replied, and we talked a little bit on there, and we exchanged numbers, and then we went from there. We began to have phone conversations that weekend, and that was around the weekend of the 10th of December.
He still remember the dates.
That's in love.
He remember them dates.
Oh, yeah. So that was around the 10th of the 11th, and I said, well, listen, when I come back in town this weekend, I said, I asked her what her favorite food was. I said she loves seafood. I said, okay, you know, seafood's all the rage these days. I don't know if anybody says all the rage anymore. That's like a 90s term. But anyway, I said, well, she loves seafood. We'll do that. So I said, we'll go to Crab du Jour on Ramsey Street here in Fayetteville. And I said, well, we'll go there and we'll sit down and everything. And that was on a Sunday. So when I came in town, that Sunday, which was December the 12th, we sat down and we had seafood, and she had just came from church, and it was a wonderful time. She had on these beautiful, lovely gold pumps. Oh, yes, Lord, I do remember the shoe.
She's a church girl, and she had on them Kansas Dorothy golden shoes.
Yes, she did. And she had on her little dress and her little gold drape that she had on with her little short hairstyle. And I said, yes, Lord. And so we went and sat down.
You said what? Say it again. You said what?
I said she had on her gold pumps. She had on her lovely little gold dress or whatever, her little drape that she had on with that short hairstyle. And I said, yes, Lord. That's what I said.
You said, yes, Lord, Sterling.
Well, all right
and
now.
we begin to sit down and talk, and as we were eating our shrimp and crab legs and everything, and it was just from that moment when we left out of the restaurant, we back out into the parking lot, I looked at her and I asked her, I said, well, what do you want to do? I already knew what I wanted. I wanted us to date exclusively. Now, I know everybody might say that sounds crazy. You just met this woman and you want to date exclusively? You mean you don't want to date around a little bit? No, I did not.
Because when you know, you know, right?
That's it. And I told her, I asked her, I said, what do you want to do? I said, do you want to date exclusively or do you want to see other people? She said, no, I want to date exclusively.
All right.
I said, thank you, God. And then from that moment, it's been settled and it's been written in stone ever since.
That's what I'm talking about. And see, a lot of people don't believe that it can happen like that. But I believe that God knows exactly who our mate is. You know, God is all seeing. He's all knowing. He knows everything. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and everything that goes on in between. And I believe that God knows exactly who our mate is. And I encourage people, you know, to pray and to seek God and to tell God, you know, you were specific. You were like, God, look, I want something new. I want something fresh. I'm tired of this scene right here. Please send the one. And we know that God honors his word above his name. He hastens to perform his word. And people don't know that. They say that he that finds a wife, and that word find, it doesn't mean that you go out and you like searching and looking, but in the Greek, it actually means recognizes. He that recognizes a wife. And see, you rolled up on her and you recognize this a wife right here.
That's it.
And so we just thank God, and you know, that you just did it God's way in being specific and telling God what you wanted, and then God, you know, put you all in each other's path, and you recognize. So I want to hear from Mrs. Locklear. So tell me, like, what has been this journey for you in terms of dating and being in the place where you were when he found your name on the dating app? Like, what had been your path that led you to that moment when you got that notice in your box on that dating app?
I would say for me, before all this took place, I prayed and I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to pray this prayer one more time because I was just over it. I didn't want to be out here, you know, just being with multiple people, not knowing who's the right one for me and who's not. So I prayed and asked the Lord to send me my husband. And just so happened, I was at church one day, and my godmommy, she was like, you know, your brother, he found his wife off of a dating app. So I was just like, okay, you know, I'm finding it real hard to believe right now, because the way that he play games on this dating website, no.
Right.
So we go on. I downloaded the POF because I just felt like maybe something was getting ready to take place. I just didn't know about it. So I downloaded the app, and, you know, I was just like, okay, God, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to just see. And lo and behold, on that Wednesday, trail message.
Wow.
And what sparked my interest was because I just looked on his profile. He was dressed real nice, and he looked real handsome. And I seen a picture of him in his car. And he looked like he was on the road, but I wasn't sure. But I was getting ready to delete that out. Thank God that I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Thank God that I did not delete the app. And it was just like, ever since then, what sparked my interest was when he first messaged, I was just like, should I reply back? Something was like, reply back. So I replied back, and the next verse, the Bible verse that caught me to let me know he was the one was Jeremiah 29 and the and 11. Because I'm going to say this. I was in one of them seasons where, you know, it's not your plan, but it's God's plan. So it was just like, all that year, the Bible verse, Jeremiah 29 and 11, kept popping out to me.
Wow.
For God knows the plans that he has for your
life. Right,
for you to prosper and have an unexpected end.
Right.
And when he quoted the Bible verse, and I don't even think he realized what he said. And I was like, oh, wow.
That was kind of like your sign.
It was.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm in the right place. But he brought me out of overwhelming space. Because that's what was going on. I was very unsure. But I felt like I didn't have no reason to be unsure with him, because it was somebody that God placed in my life. So, you know, I'm glad that I obeyed God and I didn't delete the app, because ever since then, the path that I took with him has been nothing but amazing.
Well, that's awesome. We're so glad to hear that. You know, truly it sounds like a match made in heaven. And I know a lot of people, you know, there's been such an attack on the institution of marriage, the union of husband and wife. There's been such an attack against the family. There's such a breakdown of the family. There's such, the divorce rate is high. It's high. It's just as high among Christians as it is among those that are non-believers. So marriage is being challenged.
Yes, it is.
On every side. And not just young marriages, but you find people now that have been married 25 and 30 years and they're divorcing. And so that's why we do this show. We think it's important to talk about the issues and the problems and share like how some of the ways that we handle them. So one of the things when you're newlyweds, you're bringing two lives together, right? So what has it been like? Has there been an adjustment of, you know, two lives coming together, merging all of your material things and merging your spaces and sharing, you know, sharing a space? We know all the fuzzy, warm stuff, but, you know, how has it been merging the space, and what advice would you give to newlyweds who may be contemplating getting married this summer? What's some of the advice you would give them in terms of bringing the two lives and merging the space together into one?
Well, one thing that I would say, out of many things that I would say, one thing that I would say to start off with is there was a saying that came to me when I was still over the road and me and Kalia were dating, God had put a saying in my spirit, and that was, you need to detox selfishness out of your system.
Wow.
Detox selfishness out of your system.
That's good.
If you really love someone and to really care for someone, you must be selfless.
That's good. That's good.
And also, with the coming together and moving in of things and the materials and just dwelling together under one roof, it is something that requires work. It is something that requires patience. It's something that requires understanding. Understanding each other. You're constantly learning each other. That's the lifelong thing about it.
Right.
Learning each other, learning your spouse and the things that they like, the things that they don't like, because there's a saying that we both heard prior to us being married, and the saying was, and it may sound a little raw, but it's just true. It says, love is blind, but marriage will open your eyes.
Right. That's good.
That's nice.
That's great, really saying. Good. And that's true.
That's very true.
Yeah, because you don't really know a person until you say I do, and you start to live with them, and that's when you really, because if the truth be told, when you're dating, that's the representative that shows up, right?
Yep. Come on.
Yeah, that's the person that's, you know, that's the representative. They don't let it all out. They don't let who, you know, we never let who we really are all out. And then, you know, when you start living together and, you know, now the real person shows up, and it's just human nature. It's like you're doing everything you can to win this person. You know, you want to be with this person. You want to show the best sides of you to this person. And so sometimes we don't always show our flaws. We don't always show those areas that we struggle in. And so a lot of times you're right. You don't discover those things until you're married, but that doesn't mean, you know, you tuck tail and run and give up. Right.
Exactly. And you know, it's worth it all, you know, the sticking together and the, you know, just weathering any storm that may come your way, because we would say especially when God has joined two people together.
That's it.
Because now I'm going to make a very bold statement. Every marriage ain't of God.
That's right.
All right.
No, that's a true statement.
That's the truth.
That's a true statement. That's a true statement, because God said what he joined together, let no man put asunder. And you are right. Every union is not of God. Everybody that gets married, you know, the person that they're married to, you know, it's not, they can't say, you know, God was in this. And that's why we find ourselves in situations. I've been there. You know, I was in a situation where I knew I wasn't supposed to get married. I knew this wasn't the person that I was supposed to spend my life with. But, you know, I was in the world, that flesh was talking, sin was talking, the devil was in control. And so, you know, I did it, and it wasn't God. God was not in it, you know. So I'm glad you raised that point. What was it like for you, ma'am? The transition, the coming together, the merging of the space, and what has that been like for you?
I would say it was good for me because, see, I wasn't a selfish person. So, because when you're selfish, it takes a while to get, you know, get everything together, because it'll be hard because you're used to doing everything on your own. You ain't used to having nobody in your space. Me, I feel like for me, it was easy.
Okay. So you don't get mad when he leave the toilet seat up. That doesn't bother you.
No, just put it down.
Oh, my God.
Okay. When she falls in there one time, she'll say, can't put that toilet seat down. Okay, well, that's good. But he is so right. We have to learn that when we get married, like, I'm here to take care of him, to, you know, see to his needs. And then likewise, that's why it says wives and husbands submit one to another. Because if you're submitting one to another, then, you know, both of your needs are being taken care of by your spouse. And so that's how you keep peace and harmony. But when if you have a spouse that is selfish and like only thinks of themselves and their needs and not being attentive and about taking care of your needs, then that can create problems. So how many months have you guys been married now?
4 months. It's been 4 months since we've been married.
Four months. Awesome. 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 4 months. 4 months. 4 months. So what in terms of like you've been married 4 months, like where do you guys want to see yourself like in a year?
Within a year, we definitely have plans of being homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere between a year to a year and a half from now, we do plan on purchasing our first home and, you know, with the blessings of the Lord, definitely having children in the picture.
Awesome.
Just, you know, create that real loving family environment and atmosphere, and
yes.
Also working on our credit scores. You know, that's an important thing in this day and time. And just many other things, you know.
Well, that's a
new business, and
that's a good
cooking.
That's a good start. That's a good start. It sounds like you guys are communicating. You're sitting down, you're mapping out, you know, your 1 year plan, your 2 year plan, your 5 year plan. And so that's really good to see. It sounds like you have a solid foundation, because so many couples come in it and they don't have a plan and they don't have a foundation. And you have to have a plan and you have to have a foundation. And those lines of communication have to be open. And so it sounds like you guys are communicating. You have a plan in place. And that builds for a successful marriage. Right, Sterling?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, if y'all focus together, you plan together, as long as y'all are doing everything together, you're going to win. You're going to stay on top, and it will be it won't be easy sailing, but you will sail the path together. Just stay in that groove of being focused on each other's needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So is there anything as we prepare to close out? Again, we want to thank you guys for coming on and talking and sharing a little bit about your experience. Date. I think we should do a show about dating apps, about these dating apps. I mean, I never heard of what was it called? Plenty of Fish in the Pond, or what? What was it called?
He said Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
It was POF.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't know. I have mixed feelings about dating apps. Only because, I mean, we've heard some amazing stories. Your story is enough. Is amazing love story. From a dating app. And you know it was God, because you know you didn't end up with a psycho. She didn't end up with a psycho. And so, but there's so much of that goes on. That's why you got to be led by the Spirit. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We've heard the horror stories of dating apps and the things that have happened to people. So I think that's why I'm opposed. But Spirit-led dating app, and maybe we need to have the Spirit-led dating app. Maybe I ought to work on that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That might be a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on to something.
So, you know, I know there are Christian dating apps out there as well, but everybody that, you know, that cries, you know, Lord, Lord, we already know the Bible already tells us, you know, that that's not always the case. But I am so happy for you guys. You are one of the success stories. And is there anything closing out, but I want both of you to give remarks and anything you want to share with couples out there, newlyweds out there.
Yes. Well, I would like to just say that marriage is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It is a blessing to be married. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I would say that it is the best decision that I've made in my life. And, you know, regardless of what society tries to tell us nowadays, marriage is still God's will,
mm-hmm.
and marriage can still work.
Awesome.
And that is what me and my wife are on the path to do, is to show the young people that marriage is still possible.
Awesome.
As long as you keep God in the center of it.
There you go.
And as long as you hold on to those core values and things that are in your heart, things that have been placed inside of you that will drive you to perfection.
Awesome.
Because we're not perfect, but we can't be driven to the point of perfection.
Right.
It is a process. And just continue to spread love and you know, not being spiteful to one another. And if there's an art or a friction going on, get it right before that sun goes down.
That's right. Deal with it. That's it. Mrs. Locklear, can we hear from you?
Yes, I would just say this. Make sure that you pray and ask God how to love your spouse, because God is the only one that can tell you how to truly love your spouse.
Awesome.
If you don't know how.
Awesome. That's right. Go straight to the source, the creator, and he will give you the inside scoop. And lead you, and the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth and the truth of how to truly love your spouse. Well, listen, we are so proud of you guys.
Yes.
We look forward to hanging out, doing some vacations together, taking some trips together, and just spending some time with you guys here in the future. And we pray God's blessed, continue blessings upon your union. That God continue to bless you and bless your marriage, and that you continue to grow together, and that all that God has for you, that you it manifests in your life, and that you live a godly, prosperous, healthy, long, happy, successful marriage together. Any words you want to give out to them, Sterling, as we close out?
Just keep looking forward. Always focus on going forward. Don't look behind. Always focus on going forward, because the success is in front of you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, you heard it. You heard it from Mr. Smith, and you heard from the Locklears. And so we, again, you know, if there's any newlyweds out there, we are praying for you. We know that it's not always easy. The odds have been stacked against you, but that's okay, because it says, the scripture says, greater is he. And that's talking about God that's in us than he that's in the world, that no weapon formed against you. The weapons are going to form, but just know that they won't prosper against your marriage. And continue to seek God, pray for your spouse, and turn to God whenever you find yourself in difficult and challenging situations in your marriage. And God will give you the guidance and instructions, and he will carry you through those seasons. So listen, thanks for tuning in to the show today. Please listen right after we're done. There'll be some information about how you can follow us on social media. For the rest of the summer, into the fall, we're going to be talking to couples, some more newlyweds, some couples that have been married for a long time. We want to hear their testimonies, their love stories, and their testimonies. And so we're excited about the rest of the summer. And we, as we always end the show with our marriage mantra, and it goes a little something like this. The more you put in your marriage,
the more you'll get out of your marriage.
Until next time, you guys take care.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.